Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Max Clark Show, where we talk about things that matter. Hey, listen up. Listen up. I'm not going to keep you long, but I know it's going down here in Chicago. It's nuts. It's bananas. It's crazy, right? And I got this to say. If you're somebody who classifies themselves as black in America, in the United States, and you're clutching your pearls about what's happening out here in the streets in Chicago, then I would suggest, and with all due respect, I would suggest that you take some time to reflect and reevaluate what it means to be black in America. Now, I'm not condoning anything that's going on out there. I'm not condoning that at all. I'm surprised that you're surprised. I'll say it again. I'm surprised that you're surprised. You see, you hear a story of a battered wife who's been beaten repeatedly by her husband month after month, year after year, until one day she decides that this is the last time he's going to put his hands on me. And she defends herself. She shoots and kills him, or she just completely loses it and she, you know, can do something like kill him and chop his body up in 100 pieces. And when that story comes on the news, what's the first thing you're going to say? Well, man, what the hell happened? What's wrong with her? She was crazy. Oh, well, the boyfriend was beating her repeatedly for years. And she finally decided to defend herself. So what we'll say to that is, oh, well, hey, he had it coming, man. He's, you know, it was just a matter of time before she snapped. Think about that for a second. Now, this has been going on with us, people who classify themselves as black, forever. Forever. Now, what did you think was going to happen? And, you know, hey, we can agree to disagree. That's fine. Again, I'm not condoning that stuff that's going on out there. But what did you think was going to go down? You see, our generation and our parents' generation is a lot different from this generation that's here right now. You know, they're not down with the hands up, don't shoot, taking a knee, and, you know, trying to lock arms. They're not down for that. It's over with. It's over with. And this comes from years and years and years of not dealing with the problem. Not dealing with the root cause of the problem. Well, what about black on black crime? Yeah, we can deal with that. We can deal with that. But that black on black crime, that has a root too. That has a root. It started somewhere. But let's talk about this that's happening right now. And we'll get to the black on black crime in another segment. But I want to talk about this now because everybody's clutching their pearls about what's happening. So we're dealing with a generation who is absolutely fearless. We're dealing with a generation who walks through the valley of the shadow of death, and they fear no evil. And that's the end of that Bible verse for them. That's it. Okay? A lot of them feel that, hey, my time gonna come. A lot of them don't even think that they're even gonna make it to 18 years old, 21 years old. A lot of them feel, hey, man, my day coming. You know what I'm saying? They gonna get me at some point. They don't care. Not all of them. And I'm not speaking in absolutes, but it's a large portion of them who don't care. Okay? They're willing to die. They're willing to die. They're fearless. what's happening right now is that the mayor of Chicago and the Chicago Police Department, they're not used to dealing with black folks in this manner. They're not used to dealing with black folks in this manner. No matter how you feel about what's going on outside, while we're sitting up there in the house pointing fingers, they are standing out there without any fear. And that's what this country is not used to. What's going on out there with the youth ain't trying to negotiate. They're not trying to negotiate. And that's what we have to understand. You know, there's no, oh, well, we forgive and oh, that's dead. That's dead. Y'all know what's going on. Some of these y'all kids. Some of these are y'all kids. You know what's going on. And the problem is, no one is offering up a solution. The mayor, CPD, nobody. No one is taking the time to talk to the youth. No one. And saying, hey, man, we need to sit down and talk and figure this out because, man, you guys are destroying everything. Everything. Let's sit down and talk and tell me what I can do to help, what I can do to make this better. No one has reached out to the youth in that manner. Instead, hey, let's just beef up security. Let's just add more police. Hey, let's send in the feds. Hey, guess what? These kids are busting back. Remember, they walking through the valley of the shadow of death and they fear no evil. And that's the end of that Bible verse for them. So you send the military into the city, Chicago? These kids busting back. These kids busting back. They are heavily armed too. And they ain't afraid to die. They ain't afraid to die. They're outside right now. Are they unorganized? Absolutely, they're unorganized. One thing they got in common is that they're fighting police brutality. Very unorganized. Very unorganized. Again, I'm not condoning their method, but they have one thing in common. And think about this. This has been going on for a while. You know, rioting, the looting has been going on for a while, for months straight. And things have been destroyed, set on fire, all kinds of madness. And they rebuild, and then it's 2 weeks later, boom, it's done again, tearing everything down. Now, as a business owner, okay, they done tore up downtown already, tore up stuff, you know, west side, south side, these businesses. Now, at what point are the business owners going to go to the mayor and going to go to the police department, go to the superintendent of the police and the police union and say, hey, y'all need to get y'all shit together. Figure this out, because every 2 weeks, I'm not going to be rebuilding my business because y'all can't get y'all officers under control. Okay. No business owner is doing that. No business owner is saying, hey, man, look, I'm going to leave the city. I'm pulling out because this is ridiculous. You all aren't coming up with solutions. Why aren't these businesses doing that? Because if these businesses would step out against injustice to us when it comes time to riot and loot, and black folks good for this. No. He's straight. He cool. Don't mess with him. Y'all know this. Black folks good for that. Nah, Joe, don't hit that stove, man. He good. He cool. But business owners refuse to do that. So guess what? They're going to keep getting hit. They're going to keep getting hit. Just like yesterday, just like today. my shirt. Just us. It's just us. And that's how they're feeling. It's just us. Nobody has our back. Nobody's on our side. Everything that relates to us is punitive. Everything. Nobody wants to get deep and take it there. Okay? Again, we can agree to disagree. I'm not condoning any of that. And you know, why are we, you know, destroying our own neighborhoods and things like that? Hey, these kids want to change. They're calling out for help. They're crying out for help. Right? Now look, just keep it a buck, as they say, right? Hey, it's some of the youth, man, some of them are, you know, too far gone to even try to, you know, rehabilitate. And man, that's just, you know, being honest, that's just being objective. That's just being objectively accountable for your people. That's just what it is. It's not all, and I'm not speaking in absolutes, but some of them, they have to point of no return. So it's whatever. And it's a lot of them that can be saved. It's a lot of them that if you sat them down and said, okay, talk to me, they'll talk to you. And you can, and if you listen, listening is a skill. And if you listen and act on what was just said, then you'll see some change. But until then, you're going to have things like this, right? Media putting things out. All you got to do is go on Facebook Live. Go on Facebook Live. You know, the media can't chop that up. They can't chop that up and put little sound bites and little clips to where they can create the narrative. They can't do that. That's why Facebook Live is so important as it relates to our struggle. Right? So, I mean, share your thoughts. Share your thoughts on this. I'm sure I'll probably get a lot of hate mail. Send your hate mail to themaxclarkshow@gmail.com. themaxclarkshow@gmail.com. Hey, look, let's have a discussion. Let's talk about this. All right? This has been going on with Black folks for centuries. And check it out. We live in America. God bless America, right? We live in America. Hey, man, I love this country. Black folks are the most patriotic people in this country, period. No fake patriotism, period. Most patriotic, most loyal in this country. Hands down. Hands down. Now, hold tight. Let me see. And this country, the United States, was founded off of shit like this. Worse. Worse. Let's see. Let's think about it. And the story that they pushed to us in school, this is the story they pushed to us in school throughout primary, middle school, high school, is the founding fathers. And they got tired of the tyrannical king. So they decided to start a war. A war. Come on now. Y'all told us this story. Y'all beat this story into our minds. And then when we want freedom, we want to be, and we want the tyrannical government to stop oppressing us, and this is how they act out? This is how they say it. Now it's a problem? But you get tears coming down your eyes and you got your hand over your heart over the flag and the Star Spangled Banner. This very thing. This very thing. Tearing shit up. Blowing shit up. American Revolution. Killing people. So he can be free. And knocking off a Gucci store. Y'all clutching y'all pearls? Come on. Come on. We got to do better than that. We got to do better than that. this is the generation that's saying, hey, if they got anything to do with it, enough is enough. Enough is enough. And that's the youth that's out here now. Everybody got their thoughts on the millennials? Start listening to what they're saying. You don't got to agree with everything, but start listening to what they're saying. The millennials basically came out and said, hey, y'all been going through this shit all this time? No, this is how it should be done. And the first thing we say is, they don't want to work for nothing. They just want everything handed to them. They looking at it like, hey, everybody else didn't have it handed to them. Why can't we have it handed to us? You know, we're stuck in our ways of, it has to be the old school way. Times are changing. Things are changing. People are changing. It's a new generation out here. And they ain't got time for the games. They ain't taking nothing. Okay, so everything that's going on out here is a result. Is a result. And it's a generation who ain't having it. So if you're clutching your pearls, what's your solution? What's your solution to this? Well, hey, let's just lock them all up. Okay. We see what happens when we just have mass incarceration. What else? Send in more police? Send in the military? They ain't scared. You are. We are. That's why we're not out there. That's why we're not out there. All that peaceful stuff is over for them, man. Just take time to think about it. Take time to think about it. You know, and we may never, you know, see eye to eye on this because of the type of things that they're doing. But let's agree on this. We don't condone it. We don't condone it. But I understand. I understand why it's happening. Let's start there. Do you understand why it's happening? Reflect on that. Reflect on that. Reflect on why it's happening. And then reflect on why you didn't go out in your heyday and do something like that. Reflect on that. Reflect on what held you back from going out into the street and saying enough is enough. Just like the story I told you of the battered wife who said enough is enough and defended herself. That's okay because, hey, it was just a matter of time before she lost it. That's okay. But this isn't okay. You don't have to agree with the method. But the uprising, the enough is enough, is not okay. Think about it. I don't know how much time I've been on here, but I don't want to keep you guys too long. But hey, let's have this conversation. Drop something in the chat. Drop something in the comments. Let's deal with this situation because it's far from over. It's far from over. Okay. And I would highly suggest that the mayor and the police superintendent and the police union get together and try to figure out how to build a real relationship with the community, or hey, let's come up with a treaty, because I don't see anything happening in a positive way just off the bat. They may just have to come to a treaty, because the youth, they are relentless. They are relentless. All right. So yeah, the mayor and the superintendent and the police union, they need to start figuring this out. They done already, hey, they taking it to the Gold Coast, the Mag Mile. They messing with these people money. That's what's happening. These insurance companies, the insurance companies, they wind up collapsing because every couple of weeks every month, businesses are burning down and these insurance companies paying out. They're not going to be able to last. Okay? Because let me tell you something. Just like the whole thing with George Floyd, protests and everything sparked out. These ain't protests. These aren't protests. This here is a justice or else type of deal. That's what this is. And it's going, and it's about to spread like wildfire. So any other stories that's out there of shooting unarmed black men or women or children, unjust shootings, beatings and things like that, starting right here, it's going to spread. It's going to spread. And until someone sits down and try to figure out a solution, instead of trying to figure out a way to tame black folks, this is going to continue to happen. All right? And like I say, right now, your boy Trump is loving this because now he can say, oh, I'm the law and order, you know, I'm the law and order president, candidate, whatever it is. You know, Joe Biden ain't no better. I call him Jim Crow Joe, Crime Bill Joe. He ain't no better. It's time to come up with a solution. And they won't. That's why we don't have reparations yet. That's part of the solution. They don't want to talk about that though, right? So look. Love somebody, but more importantly, love yourself. It's time to sit back and listen to the youth. Listen to the youth. See where their head's at. And think about why, and think about why you're sitting in the house pointing fingers, and think about why they're out there doing what they're doing. Right? Maybe, I don't know, maybe they feel that they have something to die for. Who knows? Love somebody, but more importantly, love yourself. Hey, just us, stay on code. You can get your shirts at GoTableGear.com. GoTableGear.com. I'll let you, boy. Peace.